Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We're the word association. We heard the implication. Evaluation. The word association. We're the word association. We heard the implication. Evaluation. We're the word association.
Okay, Mr. Rob White, your word is pistachio.
Man, that's nuts. Okay. Can you, I'm having a tough time cracking this one. Can you use it in a sentence?
Well, typically you use it in a salad.
Oh, okay.
Well, salad or pastries, a lot of cannoli might have pistachio. I could use it in a cannoli if you give me 45 minutes.
No, that's helpful. Thank you. Okay.
Folks, does anyone drive an Equinox? I'm sorry, there's a car on fire in the parking lot.
Oh, I drive an Equinox on fire.
Okay. Wait, what's your license plate?
I can't read it through the flames.
Is it abbreviated? Like, is it CRTF?
What do you want? What are you going for?
There's a car on fire in the parking lot. I'm just coming into the gymnasium.
Does this count toward my time?
Yes, it does. I'm sorry. You are out of time. sir that mentioned my car.
Yes.
Your word is macadamia.
Boy.
I'm so sorry. I misread that. Your word is Macintosh Academia.
Ah, boy. Oh, God, it's been a rough week for me. That's the last thing I need.
Never seen two words as one of these. Oh, I'm. What's been the issue this week? You okay?
Yeah, it's just.
I don't.
It's just the anniversary of the day that my wife decided to say I do.
Oh, congratulations.
No, I do too. Divorce.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear.
But does that mean you asked her if she said I do?
Well, we were joking around one night many years ago on this same day, and I was like, "Well, if you don't like it, then let's get a divorce." And she goes, "I do."
Wow,
so meaning she liked it.
Binding. I didn't know.
So you proposed a divorce, and she accepted. So
yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah,
can I ask what were you doing when you proposed a divorce?
Physically?
Yeah.
Weightlifting.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. For proposing marriage, you get on one knee. For proposing divorce, we all know, everybody knows, you weightlift. Ugh. Bench press, chest, squats, rowing.
Well, either way, she drove an Equinox, and
I've been
lighting them on fire ever since.
Oh, I thought mine was on fire when I came in, so.
And speaking of that, I mean, I guess I'm out, but are the Equinox, is that a good car? I know my dad is on the market.
Catches on fire pretty quick, it sounds like.
Oh, okay.
But with a name
you
like
Equinox. You only could drive it once a year when the sun goes behind the moon, I believe.
Yes, when the sun goes behind your moon like a pizza pie. And I drive my Chevy to the levee all the time. Especially when it's the Word Association starring Adol Refai, Rob White, and Brett Lyons.
Brett White.
Ooh, that's fun.
That's a good name.
Mine are all the names. Brett White.
Well, if you have another child, you can name him Brett White.
That sounds like a game show host, like
it's very
coming
close
up next,
to
Brett White, hosting a Slappy
or
Squares.
Like, yeah, throw it to Brett White in sports.
Yeah.
Red White has sports.
Rob Lyons sounds like a wrestler.
Yeah, it does sound like, yeah, yeah.
Rob's really pontificating.
Yeah, name, I was really thinking.
Your name, what, back, he your name backwards would be Bor Schnoil.
Bor Schnoil, which sounds like the Swedish chef. Hold on. This is a legit question. And I'm not, if don't laugh at me if this is dumb. Does the Swedish chef have a real name?
No. I believe I that know. Is his name, Swedish chef.
Could it be, what was it, Bor Schnorf? What was it?
Bor Schnoil.
Bor Schnoil. Canonically, Bor Schnoil is the Swedish chef. If yeah, you go as Swedish chef for Halloween, which obviously we're past Halloween, even though we don't date the show, Bor Schnoil. What is it? Bor Schnell?
Bor Schnoil?
Bor Schnoil.
Why is it so hard for me to remember?
I don't know. It's easy for me to remember. It's my name.
Well, here's something that's not hard for me to remember. A few episodes ago, I believe, I said something along the lines of, if there's a third Mamma Mia, it should be called, do you guys remember?
Mamma
Thria. Yeah.
Mamma Thria. Mm-hmm. Ding, 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 ding. Last week hits the news, Hollywood Reporter, they're making a Mamma Mia 3. Now, I don't want to take credit for that, but obviously something got the ball rolling, and it could have been my mention of Mamma Thria. So here's what I want to say. Rob, do you have something to add?
No, go ahead.
Here's what I want to say. Two things. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and put into the universe early and often is what they always say. I'm going to put into the universe Mamma Mia 4, Quattro for Mamma. Of course, a play on Quattro for Magia. I do think if they make a Mamma Mia 4, which I think they will now, even if it's 5-6 years down the road, it should be called Quattro for the number 4, Quattro for Mamma. Which also brings me to point number 2. I think I'm really good at this. I picked a random movie. I was just in Italy and I saw a lot of nuns around, so I decided to do Sister Act. And here's what I say. I know there's a Sister Act 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just very quickly. Sister Act 3, get 3 to a nunnery. Play on.
Ooh,
get the,
very
play
good. On, okay. That's very good.
All right.
Play on get thee to a nunnery. Sister Act 4, a river nuns through it.
Oh, I like. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
All right.
Next up is Working Nun to 5.
That's very good. I hope they get to that fifth one.
Really, of course.
I mean, this is tough.
Of course, huge old softball, Sixter Act.
I mean, excellent again.
I mean,
my
they
God.
Write themselves. I mean, they write themselves.
And Sister Act 7, the obvious choice, Sister Act 7, Preach Around.
Okay.
Now, that one gets a little, any movie that goes for more than 6 gets a little, they get kind of loose and dirty.
How about Sister Act 8 and Oh God better than ours?
Mm-hmm. I like that. A callback songs.
I'm thinking spinoff. If there's a guy who pretends to be a priest, you could just call it Mr. Act.
There it is. That is
I like
right
that.
There.
Mr. Act.
Now,
yes,
there
of
is
course.
A movie. How about that magician movie?
Now you
what's
see
the
me,
magician
now you
movie?
Don't.
Now You See Me? Now You Three Me?
Now You See Me. And then they made Now You See Me Too. When Now You Don't was right there.
Yeah,
course,
Now You Don't. Oh, that would have been so good if Now You
and
Don't
of course,
the title.
Now You Three Me is, yes, fantastic. Now You Three Me, and then 4 should be, you know, pick a card. And then 5 should be any card. And then 6 should be, is this your card? I haven't seen any of those movies. If you want myself, Rob, Brett, to maybe make sequels off of a certain movie, go ahead and email us at twapod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We'll call this segment sequel like a piggy. Sequel.
Yeah. Now, what if Mamma Mia 4 was just Mamma 4 Mia?
Oh, how about we call it the Sequelizer?
Sequelizer. Rob, that's why we pay you the big bucks.
I love that Queen Latifah show.
Put in the subject line, Sequelizer. Let us know what movie you'd like us to do
and
some
don't
plays
cheat,
of sequels on.
And don't cheat and put your own in there.
We don't want to see your clever things.
Yep. You put Sequelizer and you just list a movie. Yeah. No
the
more.
The whole
no
point
less.
Is we put that movie in the Sequelizer and we see what comes out.
Yeah. We don't want to see you go, oh, 2 Indiana, 2 Jones. That's the easy road. Everyone does the 2-2. Of course, there's already been a sequel to Indiana Jones. Speaking of twapod@gmail.com, I do very quickly want to read a listener email. This is from Trevor.
Mail call.
Thank you, Brett. Brett, what was that voice?
That was a cow that just learned English.
I literally was going to say it sounded like a cow. Mail call.
Mail call. And he's just, he's trying to trick the farmer to come into the barn, and he's going to drop the door on him and kill him and run free.
Drop the, at the abattoir.
Yeah.
Of course, a cow that special you probably shouldn't kill. A cow that can scream mail call, you probably want to keep around and not make a mistake.
Well, he beat him.
Here's an email from Trevor. Trevor says, a bit of a late question. Hey guys, the carnival episode made me think of a question for Adel. What is your experience, if any, with hog days? I had family in Kewaunee, so we went pretty much every year. Trevor, thank you so much. I think I've told you guys at some point in our friendship, the town I went to high school in, that I went to a little bit of junior high in and then high school, has hog days because it was the hog capital of the world. It's a town of 13,000, Kewaunee, Illinois. Hog days is pretty rough. They used to crown a hog queen and a hog king, and then eventually...
Were these animals or people?
They're people.
Oh.
So I think they eventually realized... They crowned many a king and queen in my day, and then I think eventually they realized, like, oh, it's not like a fun thing for someone to get called a hog queen.
Well, let me ask you. It's not... So the person who got it is maybe of size?
No.
No. Oh, no.
No. Why would you go there?
I didn't know if that's why they. That's why Adel said that.
No, it
they
just
stopped
sounds
doing it.
Bad. It just.
Oh,
sounds,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, 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 oh.
So
okay.
You think? You
okay.
Think out here.
I didn't
you
know.
Think this is the Wild West, and they're just like.
We go.
Trevor,
Mike's got the ugly stick, and they're like, "All right, who's gonna?"
Here's my experience with hog days. Hog king and queen, insane behavior to do that. I'm glad. I think they got rid of it. Maybe they're still doing it. Also, I've popped many a balloon with a dart and won like a 8x10
Aerosmith glass poster
mirror with Aerosmith emblazoned on it or Guns N' Roses. And I won many a Dr. Seuss style hat with marijuana leaves on it.
Nice.
when that was all the rage. I also I think cut myself on metal on the Tilt-A-Whirl. And I
did they serve Sloppy Joes at Hogfest? I feel like what were the dishes that would be pig themed?
Yeah, were there any?
Lemon shake-up, brats.
Was there bacon?
I'm sure there was. It wasn't really, it was clearly a touring carnival that hit like 50 towns in a year.
Also, did your town smell like shit?
Come on, man. I mean, yeah.
I mean, it was the hog capital of the United States or the world.
I think we lost that title. It was hog capital of the world, but I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know how many pigs? We have this conversation before. You can't fathom the amount of animals.
We had a text chain going the other day where Brett was high and he sent us this infographic that said, it said something along the lines of like 284 million pigs are killed daily or something.
Yeah.
A chicken's killed every 25 seconds, I believe.
Way more than that.
That's way more. No.
Brett, wait, there's way more than a chicken killed every 25 seconds.
200,000 chickens are killed every 2 seconds.
That can't be right. It was more than that.
It probably was more than that, but that's...
Okay. I'm looking up this infographic. How can we find this?
I'm trying to figure out how to put it together.
Yeah, normally, why take the time you never have before? Just cram that word in there, Brett. It'll work.
Okay, here we go. I found it. Brett, you sent 24.4 million chickens in the U.S. per day are killed.
Yeah.
Which is, I can't comprehend that. This goes back to me. You know, I talked about, maybe this is the first or second episode, I talked about how I don't understand how we went from like the earth and like the natural beauty and lakes and rivers and streams and forests and quarries and canyons, how we went from that to having like gushers and Chevy Equinoxes and all this shit. Like, how do we have this? And and Golden Girls, like, how did we go? I still don't understand it. This is
also
gonna upset me.
This upset me the other day, and I can't think about it because I don't understand it. So there's a building downtown that they're building, and it's the A-frame of it, or the frame of it, is all wood. Mm-hmm. And they're building it, and they leave every day, and they never cover it. We've had so much rain the last 3 days. Mm-hmm. What do they do? Like, all that wood just absorbs the water, and then they're just going to...
Yeah.
It's either treated wood, or they're trying to set this building up for failure. They get a huge insurance claim out on it.
I mean, it happens with every house that's wood framed.
You don't want wood to get wet. It gets soggy and kind of.
Wait, when you're
moldy.
Saying a building downtown, are they building a wooden sky rise?
No,
high rise.
Or I like, don't know what they're building.
Oh, okay.
It's all wood. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay.
It worked well for Chicago in the 1800s. I think that plan was good.
And so Brett, you live in Amish, Pennsylvania. Is that right?
Sure.
Oh, we got a skyscraper. It's 4 stories.
We just got a store with a light bulb. It's very exciting.
We got a 4-story skyscraper here. Churn butter on the top floor, and then the rest 3 are recreation.
Yee.
Speaking of recreation, we should get into the fun part of the show, which is each of us bringing a word to the table.
I thought this was a fun part.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, it was a good time.
If I had my druthers, we'd just do this. But we set ourselves up for failure by having a premise, which I guess is the word association.
A loose premise, but yes.
Very loose premise. So the word I brought in today is amuse.
All right.
The first thing that came in my head was amuse bouche, but that's not right.
Brett, you are 100% correct. That is what came into my head. Two things. Amuse bouche is like the funnest phrase to say in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like, doesn't it mean like to excite the mouth?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something similar to that, yes.
But if you say to someone, I want to amuse your bouche,
I don't know.
You're going to get slapped.
Yeah. Then there's an amuse bosh, which is just watching an episode of Bosch before another episode of Bosch.
You botch saying Bosch, which is very funny.
amuse botched.
That should be a TV show where it's Bosch. It's Bosch shitting on stage. It's Bosch shitting on stage in a chair, and acts come up, and they have to like, it's almost like America's Got Talent.
You got to amuse Bouche.
But all you have to impress is Bosch, and there's no contract at the end of the tunnel. There's no Vegas residency.
No golden ticket. You get to be the guy who gets murdered on an upcoming episode of Bosch.
I think we have to do an episode called Amuse Bosch, a little bonus episode. So I think of amuse bouche. That's the first thing I think of. You're absolutely right. And then the second thing is I simply think of, if you were to separate part of this, amuse. Mm-hmm. To me, it's so fucking funny to think of like Michelangelo, whoever, like all the great artists throughout time were like, I'm obsessed with this person and my art is going to be inspired by them. Like it's just like horny.
Yeah, we would call
artists.
Those people like stalkers now.
Yeah. Yes.
Like and someone then you who tries like, so hard to like, look, I'm fucking painting a ceiling for you. It's like, get away from me.
It's that, but isn't that, that's where they thought they drew their inspiration, right? Or no, isn't that what Amuse did?
Isn't it a movie with Annette Bening?
No, I think Albert Brooks did a movie called Muse with Sharon Stone, maybe?
Sharon Stone, maybe. Yeah, you're right. I thought it was maybe Annette Bening.
Yes, Amuse, I believe Amuse was like someone who inspired an artist. Typically a woman, I believe. And to me, it's just very funny of like Michelangelo going home and being like, I've sculpted my masterpiece. And the wife being like, And he's like, there's something about, you know, Daphne. Yeah. And she's like,
It feels to me.
Oh, you got another idea, Michelangelo? Really? Really? Good.
It's also like a phrase that someone uses when you say something and they want to be nice to you. And it's not funny, but they're like, that's amusing.
That's true. Yes, that hurts. That doesn't feel good.
Yeah, that hurts. Yeah, they don't laugh, that's amusing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two of my biggest pet peeves are pretty much the same thing. I detest when you say something and someone either goes, wah, wah, or I see what you did there. Just don't react or add to the conversation.
I don't mind and I see what you did there, but the one
that's the sequel to now you see me is I see what you did there.
Oh, the guy that knows the tricks.
Yeah,
it's the big finale.
You see the movie from
you
the
can't
other
fool
side
him. You can't guy. Fool
yeah.
him.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
I just there's something about that that's and a lot of times it'll come when I'm not like trying to do a joke. Like I'm not in conversation. I'm not like, look at this joke. I'll just say something and it happens to be whatever it is.
Right.
And then someone will be like, wah, wah. And I'm like, no, I'm just having a conversation. Like,
and
what are you
honestly,
doing?
When somebody says that, I often be like, I don't think you could have said what I just said. You know what I mean?
That. Well,
like, let's get your crack. You take a crack at it. And then I do the wah, wah and see where we wind up.
I'll do the wah, wah.
Have you ever had an amuse bouche at a restaurant and it just been terrible? And then you're like, oh no, what am I? There's a lot more courses after this.
I had somewhere where they brought out, it was almost like a ramen spoon. Like it was a fancy spoon. And it was like cashews with basil and like a creme fraiche or something. And when they were explaining it, it's always, I mean, the words do wonders at restaurants.
Oh,
when they're like, we take an heirloom tomato grown in the cultivated lava-filled soils of Oahu. Like, they can talk themselves through it where you're like, oh, this sounds amazing. And then you bite it and you're like, this is just cashews with mayo. Like,
the weird ones for me are like the when they give you a little dish, right? And there are no utensils, but you clearly can't pick it up. So you have to like eat it off of the plate. Have you had that?
Oh yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Give me a
They
fork.
Don't want to do the extra dish work, you know?
Well, but it's the amuse.
It's the amuse.
I guess. I don't know.
You either amuse bouche or you do nothing. You don't put your bouche in my amuse. Or you don't put your amuse in my bouche, if that makes sense. I feel like we've had a lot of fancy dinners together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would
the
agree.
Last one we went to ever for Which your for my... your like a pre wedding party.
Hoorah. Yeah.
Place. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was good.
And it was great. It was fantastic.
Very good.
It was very good.
And I think that was the chef or someone was like, didn't we get a tour of the kitchen or something? Not a tour, but they brought us back.
We did go back, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Rob knew a guy.
One of the sous chefs was a workout guy. Yeah. So I knew him. Yeah. So we went back there. And then you met a guy who was a fan of, I think, Magic Tavern, one of the other chefs.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. One of the chefs.
And then I met a guy up front and he pulled my car around for me.
It's pretty sweet.
Pretty good night all the way around. Yeah, I paid the money. I paid him money, and he brought my car back around for me.
When you think of amuse, does it feel like if you amuse someone, that doesn't feel like raucous laughter to me, right? Does it? It just feels like,
yes,
right. Is that how that word feels? Like that movie was amusing.
Yes.
That movie was hilarious. That movie was. Mm-hmm. I think that movie is funny. Is stronger than that movie was amusing. Even though I think amusing sounds like a fancier word, I feel like it doesn't feel as funny.
It's a fancier word, but it doesn't convey that you enjoyed it.
There's a negative connotation, I think,
right.
because everyone nowadays, you see something like you'll see whatever movie that's fine and you'll be like, that was awesome. And so if you see a pretty good movie and you're like, that was amusing, then it's the bookends of excitement. It's either amazing or it's dog shit. Like there's not a lot in between. So when something is in between, it feels like a slight.
It also seems like possibly people who say that are saying like, I knew you were trying to be funny, but I'm smarter than you. Like it's almost like a little bit condescending in the sense of like, oh, I find that amusing, where it's like, they're kind of like, well, I'm smarter than you and you maybe made a dumb joke, but I'm not going to laugh at it because I'm above that type of humor.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like people that type of person will also say like, oh, that's clever.
Clever is very adjacent to
clever
amusing.
Should be a good word.
It should. So should amusing.
But it feels like you're absolutely right. It feels like a slight anytime someone's like, oh, that's clever. Yeah.
But it would suck in Jurassic Park if he was like, what an amusing dinosaur. And then it eats him.
Well, Brett, I don't know if you've seen the movie. That's why the Velociraptor eats him, because he goes clever girl. And you see they close up on the Velociraptor's eyes, and she's like, "Are you kidding me?"
She's like, "I find that amusing."
And then her friend's like, "Did you hear that?" And then they eat him. Clever, amusing girl. That's
amusing girl.
Okay, new merch. It's a Velociraptor, and it says "amusing girl."
Now,
I like it.
Where does amusement park fall in to what we're saying here?
Oh, and wouldn't Funny Park be better?
Hey, kids, grab the family and come on down to Funny Park.
Come down to Funny Park.
we got a cow that says mail call.
Make sure to bring your ugly daughter because we're naming a hog this year.
And that's right. It's not a hog king or queen. We're just going to name a hog after your daughter. Yeah. That's the prize.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the little lady's name? Claire. Well, this 400 pound
pig is now called Claire.
What the
and we
fuck?
Were gonna kill her, but now we're just gonna let her live.
My daughter's 8 months old. What are you doing? Then he just jams a fork in an outlet.
you couldn't call anything a funny park.
And you never get off of a roller coaster and say that's amusing. That was amusing.
That was amusing.
That was amusing.
But I will say, okay. I will say the Six Flags mascot, which famously is a 19-year-old svelte kid in a tuxedo with an old man makeup dancing to the Venga Boys. I will say that's amusing.
That is amusing and clever.
Yeah. Yeah. Where it's like, I wouldn't buy tickets to see this, but I'm not going to fast forward through the commercial.
No. I did enjoy the commercials.
No, it was great. It was
there's
a good.
There's a nugget of something there.
There is. Sure. Yeah.
For paying for gold.
Although there is, people do say fun park though, don't they?
Yeah. I think that's like a regionalism. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a, yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. Funny park wouldn't work.
We just haven't tried it yet. Yeah. I think if we open our first funny park.
Oh,
if we expand and
oh no, I hurt my amuse bone.
There should okay. So maybe a funny park. Amusement park, it's already its own thing. Roller coasters,
right,
arcade and all that stuff.
Right.
Maybe a funny park is like a little patch of nature. Mm-hmm. You got your fountains, you got a little pathway, you got nature, and then every once in a while there's like hidden speakers and it's like a big fart sound or something.
Can you that?
You go there to, well, Rob, you come up. You know what? I'm going to do what you said. You come up with something. Wah, wah. Let me say wah, wah.
I didn't wah, wah. I didn't wah, wah. I did not wah, wah. I don't wah. I don't wah, wah.
Jimmy.
I might put him ching, but I don't wah, wah.
Is Jimi Hendrix having a conversation with his guitar teacher? I didn't wah, wah.
I didn't wah, wah. Also sounds like the teacher.
Well, no, I just started thinking of like an amuse house instead of a fun house.
Yeah.
Oh, well, anything that's fun and that has fun. Ooh,
at an amusement park, I'm sorry, at a funny park, you should have amuse cakes instead of fun no cakes.
Where the all go?
I don't know where it
muesli cakes.
Mucinex cakes.
Oh boy,
Gilby.
But I think that'd be fun because I feel like parks are so. I wish I went
and
to parks.
And she'll
more.
Have a muse till her daddy takes her T-bird away.
That's Beach fun. Boys, just, what are you doing here?
You could just switch it for anything.
You really can.
But I feel like, I mean, I live next to a very nice park that's pretty huge. But I feel like I never go there because I'm just like, I don't know. Yeah. What am I gonna do? I'm sitting. I could do whatever I do in a park. I could do in my own fucking backyard. So to me, there should be some draw.
Yeah.
But if we want to preserve the pristine nature of nature.
Right.
The pristine nature of nature. Wow, Adel, what are we doing here? Didn't wake up thinking I'd say that sentence. There has to be something subtle versus it can't be construction. It can't be like a kiosk that they add. It can't be a restaurant. It has to be.
What about like a water feature?
What are you thinking?
You know, like a.
Like a slip and slide?
No, like a fountain that you can walk in.
Walk-in fountain. Now we're talking. Does it get you wet?
Well, 100%. Well, it's one of the ones where it shoots up every. You can get wet, but it's a little bit like
it.
It's a little bit like God, what the fuck is that?
Brett,
woman's
can
name?
Can I piggyback on your idea and make it even better? Put a fountain in the middle of the park. Any park in the U.S. has to be U.S., not in the world. Put a fountain in the middle of the park and make it to where the water can hit. Any spot in the park at any given time.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm in on that.
So then every time you go, it's a gamble where you're like, am I going to get blasted in the fucking back of the head by this spigot of water?
Yeah.
And it almost becomes a game of like, whoa, that almost hit me. And then that's kind of fun.
I like that. That's it's very similar. Do you remember that? I think, Brett, did you have this game or somebody? I remember doing it at I.O. where everybody holds on to a thing. You brought that, right?
It shocks one person.
Yes.
You put your thumbs.
Everybody
puts their thumbs on metal.
Yeah.
And then it's like a roulette wheel. And then whenever it stops, someone gets shocked or something. But it shocks one person.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
It was. Yeah. It's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
Anticipation.
It's like you see a lot of times now people will all put on the dog collars, like the shock collars.
Excuse me.
I don't see that.
You see this all the time?
I mean, it's unlike...
What's going on in Cincinnati?
What parties are you heading to?
No, like I see it a lot. Like,
hey, let's put on our dog collars to go look at that fucking wooden building.
Okay, I will say this. Okay, I know we have to move on to the next word, but I will say the best one I've seen so far, and this is a spooky thing, is there's eight soccer balls, and all the soccer balls have rope tied around it, and all that rope is brought together into a tube. So you can't see which thing of rope is connected to what soccer ball.
Okay.
And then the rope is then attached either to guys' ball sacks
or
their chest with tape. And then one guy just picks a ball at random to kick. And eventually he's going to kick the one that is tied onto the tape or the...
Oh.
Yeah, but you can't tell.
Who's picking balls over chest hair?
I think it just depends on...
They're like, what do you want, balls or chest hair? Like, who picks balls?
I don't know.
You got a sturdy pair of balls.
Yeah. You're like, no. I love my chest hair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I go chest. All my balls are paper mache, basically. They'd rip off immediately. Brett, I do like the idea of what Rob was saying of like dog collar that electrocutes you and then also a wooden building. I think in Cincinnati, speaking of Amish, I think there's some S and Amish.
Oh,
that's what you call Amish people into some kinky shit. But it couldn't be electricity. It can't be dog collars.
Oh, yeah. Or
it can't be. Right. Yeah, it can't be. Oh, God, a sexual.
It has to be lightning. They have to just hope to get struck by lightning. Yeah, <it's> That's the Amish dog collar where it's like, I want my dog to get hit by lightning so bad just to teach it a lesson. Just, don't go out of the yard.
You just like, put the dog out so he doesn't run out. You just tie a metal pole to his,
You know, now, the Amish can have metal.
Yeah,
right?
he'll learn. No, they can have metal.
You know, I think we should all take the dog out and come back for our next word after this break.
Going on Rumspringer?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, hopefully you found that break amusing. And now it's time for my word, which is...
Well, we should say... During the break, we got some exciting news, Brett.
What is that?
Which is based on how we went out to break, mm-hmm. we have a new sponsor. Malibu Rum is going to do a Malibu Rum Springer.
No.
You did it to yourself?
Honestly, they're missing out because that would be a great
Rum Springer
product. Book. That'd be a great cross promotion. My word today is heap.
Ooh, a heapin' helpin'.
Yeah.
It's just a phrase, right, that nobody wants.
Nobody wants.
Nobody wants a heapin' helpin' of anything.
Yeah, it's always, a heap is, can be a small thing, like a heap of trouble.
That doesn't seem small.
I'm in a heap of trouble.
That's a lot of trouble.
That's a lot of trouble. But if like, my towels are in a heap on the floor, I don't think it's, not...
You might have a heap of towels, which is a lot.
But I don't think, when it talks about like someone's in trouble, a heap would be a lot. But I think if it's a physical thing, maybe it's not that much.
Brett, I think you're thinking of peep.
No, I'm not. I'm not thinking of
To peep. Me, I think you're absolutely right, Brett, where I do think, when I think of heap, I think of two things, and I think both were mentioned. I think either like casserole, like a heaping spoonful, or even when you bake or something, it'll be like add a heaping teaspoon of salt
or something. Yeah.
And then also I think of a heap of clothes on the floor, but to me a heap would be like a mound. Like a heap is like, this is an issue, it's building up. To me a heap is building up.
And there's trash heaps.
Yes.
Sure. It's also a word no one uses really.
I don't
anymore.
Use
yeah. I've heard heap of clothes on the floor probably from Gemma recently.
I've heard it, but it's one of those words that I think I'd say maybe we'd use it 2 times a year, and it always sneaks into your vocabulary.
Christmas like, and New Year's, or just
which are very close together.
So close. Well, technically no, because that would...
Well, if it's in one, if we're talking one calendar year,
you gotta use
year,
it on New Year's Eve. You gotta use it on New Year's Eve.
If we're talking calendar year, couldn't be further apart. Oh, but if we're talking in,
January 1st, all the way, exactly.
I think, Brett, I think this is a thrilling experiment. We urge our listeners and ourselves, starting in 2024, keep track of how often you say every single word. And then at the end of the year, you're going to be like...
Every single... All right, this is easy.
Yeah.
Get a bunch of mason jars, put them in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Put words on each mason jar.
Prefunctory.
Yeah, and then...
Haberdashery.
And then you put a quarter in.
colloquial.
You know, and by the end of the year, you might have a heap of quarters in that jar.
And if you don't have a lot of space for that, just go to the store, get a trapper heaper, and write it in there.
Or get a sign that says, heap out, mom.
Heap yeah. out.
So speaking of jars, did you guys, because I feel like this is something I used to see on TV shows and movies, but it didn't exist in my household. Did you guys have a swear jar growing up?
No, we swore a lot.
Yeah,
we were just a swearing family, and I still am. And
do we think that's a real thing, or do we think that's just something TV popularized?
I think some people do it, but I feel like those just fall to the wayside, because who's got cash on them? Especially now, you'd have a Venmo jar. Yeah. It would just be like a QR code that you have to like scan. Like, let me.
Now, we did have
Venmo the square jar, $5.
My dad just had a Hinckley and Schmidt bottle that every single time he came home, he would just put his loose change in.
Oh, we did.
And I believe when we finally cashed it in, it was like $800.
Yeah.
We did that. It was just always there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I would steal quarters out of it. You could get a good helping. You can get a heap of quarters if you shook it down. And like, no one would ever know. You know, because it was always so full that you could definitely get $8 or $9 out of there with some candy or something.
We did that same thing where we put it in the big water jug, and it was something where it's like when it was almost full, we as a family were so excited, and I remember my mom being like, "Where should we go?" Like,
oh sure, I mean yeah.
Like I remember my mom being like, I think we lived in Las Vegas at the time, and she was like, "San Diego, like what's on the horizon?" And then we took it to a bank, and they're like, okay, this is $362, and we were all crestfallen.
It was all pennies. It's all pennies.
Right, crestfallen, though. But it was mostly pennies, and I think my mom was like, this is like $14,000.
Well, I would say back then, $300 could probably get you a trip someplace.
Yeah, you could do something.
It's not happening now.
Yeah. Back then, $300 was basically $14,000.
Yeah, I mean,
more or less.
The way it works.
Yeah. You know, something that I did see movies that did happen to me that was a result of saying bad words is I did have soap in my mouth. Did either of you ever have soap in your mouth?
No, I've only heard of that from, what's the Shoot Your Eye Out movie?
Christmas Story.
I've literally only heard of that Christmas story.
I did get a bar of soap in my mouth at least once.
Wow, what did you say?
I don't remember what I said, but I said something. I don't know what it was, but
I don't think I'll be able to do that with my daughter when she gets older, because I already wash her hands with hand sanitizer, and then she immediately puts her hand in her mouth, and she's like opposed to that flavor.
I thought it was going to, because you had like liquid Dial and you didn't want to get just some squirts.
No, no one has a Dial. There you go. Yeah, no. I got to use the Dawn power wash in her mouth, and it's just like, soap.
Yeah, if I put soap in my kid's mouth, I'd buy that fancy soap.
Yeah.
I want to say that it's a possibility that it did happen like one time, but it was so insane and preposterous that like.
I mean, I can taste it in my, I can remember the taste. It had,
you know what's
an
crazy?
Impact.
I feel like maybe I had to put like a wet washcloth in my mouth, and it was like, I was getting waterboarded.
Oh, wait, you think putting a wet washcloth in the mouth is waterboarding?
It's close. It's
kind of close. So you think when someone gets waterboarded, do you think it's like Mankind's Socko finishing move from WWE?
No, I mean, I know what it is, but when you're like a 6 or 7 year old kid, it's kind of similar. Just holding a wet washcloth in your mouth?
Had water on it?
It might have had a soap on it. It might have been the thing where we didn't have like a bar of soap.
So here's something. I feel like the three of us, we're all on this podcast in our personal lives. I think we're all big fans of like wordplay and puns and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That punishment is a pun, right? I'm going to clean your
mouth. Yes.
Like,
oh, yes.
Clean up your language. Mm-hmm. Is that the sort of end goal is to suggest clean up your language? Isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought it was soap. Nobody going to talk like that in my house.
No, but I think it is.
Dial it back, right.
It's a, sorry, I started talking and then it just hit me. I think it is. Yeah, I think you're right. It's a punishment. It's obviously unpleasant, but it also is like symbolic of
to clean up your language kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's why.
Do you guys remember Ivory Spring?
Irish Spring or Ivory?
I remember.
No, you're
Ivory
right.
Spring.
It is Irish Spring.
No, yeah. there's something called Ivory.
Maybe Ivory is a soap. Yes.
Ivory's
Irish
a soap.
Spring was like a green bar of soap, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
And wasn't it always like, I'm trying to remember, like I remember the commercials.
The commercial was somebody taking a knife and carving off pieces yes, of Irish
spring. Like you were going to put it on bread.
Like it was Parmesan.
Yeah.
I used to get so hot. My mouth used to water and I'd be like, oh, that looks so tasty. Irish spring, weirdly, if you put Irish spring, if you rub it around like your baseboards by your door that leads outside or something, mm-hmm. it staves like bugs won't get
keeps
it.
The Irish out, right?
Keeps well, Brett, you're Irish, you can say
tie,
that.
Tie, tie, tie. Let's go to this. No.
This one smells like the Emerald Isle. Yeah.
They tease put the soap on the door.
But did it's you, a it's yeah. like a weird yeah old timey hack.
I was big into Lever 2000 when that came out.
I liked Lever to Beaver actually. That was what I used.
Now Lever 2000, that was half of Outkast?
No, that was for all your 2000 body parts.
That is weird.
That was their commercial.
What an insane thing to be like, our soap's got to be, it's got to have pizzazz, it's got to pop. Lever, and then someone's like, raise their hand. Yeah, John, Lever 2000. Like,
all right,
futuristic
here's a good question.
Soap.
Great question.
That's also like what you would say if you're writing a will and like, what should I give my Stephanie?
Lever 2000.
Oh, I don't know, Lever 2000.
Rob. Lever 2000.
Folks, this is the factory. This is our 2000th lever we've made this year. When you lever guys take 2000. A shower, when you guys take a shower, exact same order every single time of what you do?
Yes.
I never thought about it, but I guess so, yeah.
Yes, whole, absolutely.
From head to toes.
Yeah.
And then the butt.
Do you think that's most people, or do you think there's psychopaths out there that just get in the shower and they're like, I'll do this first today?
There's freestylers, for sure.
I don't know, because it's always like in the mind. Yeah, I can't imagine somebody would freestyle. It just now, seems like it's so routine.
I enjoy like a nice hot shower, and sometimes it's a short one. Sometimes it's a fast one. It always...
Sometimes it's short, sometimes it's fast.
Wow.
Oh, I mean long.
Tracy Chapman, you are not.
You are taking a heap of showers.
You got a fast shower. You got to use the water before it gets cold.
When I, in high school, I think, did we all play sports to some degree?
Not in high school. I did prior to high school. But
yeah. I didn't major in it, no, so I got no degree in sports.
Yeah, of course not. When I played football, we would all shower after... Mm-hmm. After practice.
A match.
We'd all shower naked mostly after practice. Mm-hmm. After a game, you could go home and shower if you wanted. Mm-hmm. But after practice, we'd shower, especially for 2-a-days. And there was people who, there was guys who would, because you can't help but notice. It's not like I'm not looking at dongs or anything. But you can't help but notice other bodies around you. Mm-hmm. There was guys who would shower so, and I don't use this term loosely, vigorously.
Yes, I've seen that too.
I was taken aback.
Yeah,
because they would, it was like, it was like they were, and it like wasn't even
aggressive lathering.
Aggressive. They're taking off 8 to 10 layers of skin.
Oh yeah. And I remember you guys use like loofahs.
No.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Love the loofah.
Love the loofah.
Wait, are you bar soap or liquid soap?
I'm liquid soap.
Oh, I'm bar soap.
Oh, what year is it in your house?
I'm all. I went back to bar maybe like 2 years ago.
Do you use Dr. Squatch?
Oh, Rob,
I did use Dr. Squatch for a bit. But I
do you
don't
hold
anymore.
The bar of soap like a microphone and sing into it?
No, I just put it in my mouth and have childhood memories. No, I.
Do you just drop it when your wife's in the bathroom, like,
no. She's like more attractive than me bending over.
Want to jam this soap up my ass?
No. No, I'm absolutely bar soap. I think bar soap's making
what does it
comeback.
Sit on? What does it sit on?
I have
in
a
shower.
I have like a travel soap container that I put it in.
God, that's so...
Travel in your home? Rob, that's for travel.
Well, I should have a soap dish, but I just don't.
I feel like whenever I've had to use a bar of soap, a la maybe at a hotel or something, it always seems so... when I get out of the shower, my skin feels so, like, still
dry.
Soapy.
Yeah, well, you're using shitty soap.
Well, I use good liquid soap now because I use the loofah.
And real quick...
Oh, so much lather.
Real quick, Brett, we're on the same page. We're both saying we use liquid smoke, right?
Oh, 100%.
I get out, smell like a campfire, it's heaven.
Yeah. My wife's like, someone cooking hog in that shower?
Is this hog days? What's going on? Here's something I realized that I love about hotels, certain hotels, is when you go to a hotel and they have the three-pump system mm-hmm. screwed into the wall of the hotel shower, that to me, I'm like, that is elegance. We are living in the future. When I don't have to bring my own toiletries, where it's just like, shampoo, conditioner, mm-hmm. body wash. That to me is like, holy shit, you nailed it.
I feel like I'd much rather have a bar of soap. That setup has been like the standard. That's been like the standard in gyms forever. And I feel like it's lower class stuff of just like just dumping liquids in there in the pump.
Yeah. I've had the last three hotels I stayed in, was really looking forward to like a high pressure shower because sometimes hotels have like nice showers.
Yeah.
I've been for three. Like the last three hotels I stayed in, it was like drip. And I was like, this is awful. It really makes me upset when I don't have good water pressure. I've gone through 7 shower heads at my current house right now to try to find one that has good pressure.
That's literally insane. Oh, you're insane.
Have you heard people?
I took the water distributor cap off.
Rob, what were you saying?
People who would save like slivers of soap and then put them together.
My grandma used to do that.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer used to do that too.
That is crazy.
I think, Jeffrey Dahmer saved slivers of something else. I feel like anyone who was of a certain age.
Like a Depression era mentality. Yes. Of like saving and use everything. Absolutely.
My grandma would, my grandma was a hoarder and I absolutely caught some of that bug. But she would, like, you
that
would.
Mean, like, she slept around and stuff or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whoader. You would look
I'll
in like
a hors d'oeuvre.
You would look at a cabinet in her house and it would be like 20 cereal boxes flattened and then tied together with twine. And I'd be like, Grandma, what are you saving these for? And she's like, you never know when you might need a cereal box. And I'm like, I know when. Never. Like this served one purpose.
Yeah, my grandmother would rinse off like the not like the paper plates, but you know, like the disposable ones.
Oh, like
still.
The red. Yes.
She would rinse those out, like reuse those all the time. She would not throw those away.
Wild.
I mean, honestly, wild, but it's like less weight. Honestly, it's probably better to use everything
and not waste. I've been putting the
red
Solo cups just in the dishwasher. I just keep reusing the same red Solo cups.
Here's what I'll say. I make fun of that, like washing, because my grandma used to do that kind of stuff too, where she'd wash like plastic cutlery and keep it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I make fun of that stuff, but at the same time, every week, I'll look at my bank account and I'll be like, I spent $870 this week on what? And then I'll be like, salt, pepper.
Yeah, just dumb.
Lotion. Like, it's just stuff where I'm like, oh, I probably could have cut some corners here somewhere. It's mostly salt, pepper, and lotion.
Yeah, I mean, that's... that's a lot. I mean, you're buying... Honestly, your pepper's way too expensive.
I should cut out the lotion and just season myself. Season myself well. Well, speaking of seasoning myself well, 'tis the season for Rob White's word.
Ho, ho, ho. My word today
talking
is...
my grandma?
Oh, yes, and I was spelling it W-H-O, W-H-O, W-H-O.
Like Hoville. Dr. Seuss's Hoville. No.
My word is mirror.
That's a good word. Mirror.
It's a fun one to say.
Yeah. Mirror, I mean, first thing I think of is the old, it's not a nursery rhyme, but I guess it's a Disney thing, the mirror, mirror on the wall.
Is that Snow White?
I think so.
I think it's Snow White.
Yeah, who's the fairest of them all? Yeah, because that's what the witch says to the mirror.
If you put Snow White and Sleeping Beauty in front of me, and you're like, gun to my head, you're like, pick which one's which, just kill me. Just pull the
trigger. I think Sleeping Beauty is blonde, right?
Well, the Snow White had the 7 dwarves.
Right.
And ate the apple. No, didn't they both go to sleep,
hold on,
though?
Hold on. If one of them was in a bed with their eyes shut and the other was surrounded by 7 dwarves, yeah, I could pick them out of a lineup. I'm saying just their base character, like their aesthetic.
I don't know.
If there's all these clues, if I'm like, is that Rapunzel or
she's
in a tower,
she's got
like, if she's at the top of a tower, I'll be like, yeah, that's fucking Rapunzel. I'm not dumb.
Don't be a fucking creepo and just looking at women sleeping and be like, I got to figure out who this is.
Also, don't be a creep and just kiss a woman while she's asleep.
Yeah, I know. I mean, seriously, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's a
also,
tough
as a witch, like, have a better spell that's not like, oh, yeah, just... A kiss wakes her up from, I mean, that's, anybody does that.
Here's what I'll say. Most women I know, they would love to sleep for 100 years.
Don't finish this sentence.
Sleep for 100 years. No, that was good.
You let them sleep for 20 years? They'd be like, thank God.
Yes.
Then they wake up and be like, I'm going to take a nap later.
Is this your women be
Women be sleeping? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Women always be sleeping.
You know how a woman sleeps for 20 years and then she wakes up and she's like, nap time. This is nothing.
Do you have multiple mirrors in your house, or are they just like bathrooms, bedroom?
No, we have. Mirror situation? Let's see. I got a mirror in the bedroom. I got a mirror in this room.
Mirror at supper time when mirrors on the ceiling, so you can have mirrors. Yeah.
No, I think I have a lot of mirrors. There's one right here.
We have one.
Because they make rooms look bigger.
They do.
I think we have one in every room except for the kitchen and this podcast studio.
Studio, quote unquote. Are you familiar with the mirror trick? If you know, like, this is a big thing with Airbnbs, because there's a lot of issues with people putting cameras in Airbnbs in like hidden places, or being like two-sided mirrors or whatever. And apparently you're supposed to put your finger like up to the mirror. And if you can see, I don't remember what the answer is though. Like if like you put your finger on and you can't see like the round edge of your finger, it's like two-sided.
And that's also why I don't like staying in Airbnbs for that reason. I just feel
agree.
But
I don't like staying in Airbnbs because they're so much more expensive than a hotel, and I got to do my own laundry and shit.
Gemma and I stayed at one in South Dakota. We went to like the Badlands in South Dakota, which was wonderful. We stayed at Airbnb.
Goodlands next time, because it seems like a terrible idea to go to the Badlands.
Hello, welcome to Mr. Goodlands.
Yeah.
We stayed
at
Airbnb.
Where did Mr. Springsteen write the song at?
Mr. Ivory Springsteen's. We stayed at Airbnb, which was very nice. And it was like, I'm just going to throw out numbers just for the sake of the story. Let's say it was like $200 for the one night.
Yeah.
We were like, okay, $200. And then we go to check out online and it's like, oh, it's now it's like $289 or something.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, where the price jumped up quite a bit. Then when we get there, there's a whole list. There's a binder, a trapper keeper full of rules. And it was like, do all the dishes, take out all the trash, do the laundry of everything. It was like, and then they said, it was something of like, we have a cleaning service coming. Please, we would appreciate it if you leave them a tip. And I was like, leave them a tip? What are they cleaning? I'm cleaning everything.
Right.
And
you're
also,
doing,
why,
you're the cleaning
why would
service.
I tip them?
Right. Yeah. The cleaning fee, like now, if you look at an Airbnb now, it says like, oh, it's $100 a night. And then you check out, it's like $280. Because it's like service fee, cleaning fee.
It's turning a Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Too many fees.
I stayed in one, and there was a trap keeper, and one of the notes was, and when you're in the bathroom, linger in front of the mirror for a while. Just stay there, right? Just turn around, do some spins.
Also, I got to say,
Drop
the soap. I got to say, too many fees. One time I bought a bean, planted it. Huge stalk grew up into the sky. Went up, a giant was like, fee, 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 fi, fi, fi. I was like, too many fees.
Too many fees.
Pump the brakes, G-Man. Did you guys ever do, these might be regional, either Bloody Mary or Candyman or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Never did. I'm too freaked out by it.
Yeah,
I did.
I was always a child skeptic. And somebody was like, say Bloody Mary. And
Rob
I was like,
White, child skeptic.
I was like, yeah, I will do it right now. I'll go. I shut the lights off in the bathroom, shut the door. It was pitch black. I stared in the mirror, said Bloody Mary, stood around for a while. And I was like, okay. There we go.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I never bought that stuff.
I remember somebody timed it because it was like a summer party or something, but we were, with guys, it's a sleepover. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, really?
It was a summer party. It was a sleepover.
We called a bunch of boys we liked.
Yeah.
I write
we
my
watched
journal,
each
not
other
my diary.
Vigorously.
We watch our programs, not our TV.
We put our bras in the freezer.
I mean, our bros. But somebody timed it to where
we watched the women sleep who were there.
Excuse me, are you Sleeping Beauty? I'm so sorry. I know I'm Snow White. Fuck off. Somebody timed it to where after we said Bloody Mary, somebody hit the lights, and I remember that like I was fine, but somebody in front of me like freaked out and like backed up to where they like headbutted my jaw. It was like some thing where I was like, this sucks. Like someone flipped out.
Yeah, I did. The Ouija board was another thing where I would sit down with it and it just wouldn't move because nobody, like if nobody moves it, it doesn't move.
Yeah, like, somebody has to take the initiative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mess with any of that stuff.
The best
if you
is
can
when...
buy it at Toys R Us, I think you're safe.
I disagree.
Yeah,
It's some sort of manual to open up some fucking thing in your world or something.
Aleister Crowley does not have associations with Target. There's something funny about whenever we would do a Ouija board, and clearly one or two people were really manipulating the planchette, I think it's called, mm-hmm. Kate Planchette. And I think the funniest thing is, like, they would misspell something. So we're 12, 13 or something, right. And they would say, you know, they would spell, like, I died here. I was a farmer, and I died from an anvil. And they would spell anvil like A-N-V-E-L or something.
I died from anal?
That, you know what? Now that I think about it, it was a farmer that died from anal. Miracle!
That's how he got him. When the dog came running out with a metal rod on his back right into the farmer's butt.
Well, bending over in the shower. Oh, I'm a farmer who... Imagine sitting down and you're playing Ouija board. Playing, of course. You call it playing, sure. Ouija board. You're playing Ouija board. Suddenly it says, is anybody here? Planchette slides to yes. How did you die? I'm a farmer who died from anal.
Like, well, I'm going to get going. Then the Ouija board's like, no, please. Ask me another question. Nobody ever asked me. I never have gotten a follow-up.
I need to clarify something.
Don't you want to know how or who?
I have to clarify some things.
I feel so misunderstood. It's not what you think.
Yeah.
It's not what you
also,
think.
Also, I feel like it'd be scary to play the game Trouble. I mean, it's just in the name.
It's in the name. I do like the idea of, like, it says I'm a farmer that died from anal. Nobody asks any other questions. And then the planchette just goes, whelp. It's like, oh, the Ouija board said whelp.
I would go into more detail, but I have to spell everything. I'm just trying to be succinct.
The board gets up.
Just the facts. Just the facts.
To the door.
I will say, I don't know how many more Ouija board sessions I have between now and when I die. I have to imagine one or two. From this point on, I will absolutely spell out, I'm a farmer who died from anal. Anytime I'm near it. You better fucking believe I'm going to, and somebody else will be trying to control it, and it'll be like a visible struggle where I'm like, I am pulling it. I'm a farmer who died from anal. Brett, this is DeMunkinos all over again.
It really is.
Hey, man, it's happened eventually. I know it. I mean, if 24 million chickens are dying every 20 seconds, there's a farmer that definitely died from anal at least once.
And here's, before we end the episode, which we have to do at some point.
Right.
We know that.
We do, yeah.
Here's what I'll say, Brett. You bring up, you brought up 24 million chickens die a day or whatever. Here's what pisses me off. That is a lot of chickens. I will admit that's an astronomical number. Are they lumping in chickens that just die from other stuff? Because that would upset me.
Like natural causes?
Yeah, heartache, car crashes.
Anal.
Don't try and inflate the numbers to make it look like the...
I have a feeling that most...
Saying 24 were killed, not died, right?
Okay.
So I don't know how many chickens actually in the world are living full lives and are...
I like to think a couple.
20,
and they're just
as
like
a fan of yeah.
Yeah, they're just like in the hen house. Like, well, Ma, it's been a good run. Yeah, it sure has, Pa. Yeah.
And it's going cluck, 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 cuckadoo.
And that was the
that was the machine,
the EKG machine.
EKG.
Or, yeah.
Well, of course, it's an EGG machine for the chickens.
There it is.
Oh, we've had fun. Well, Brett, why don't we head on over to the farm and have a little wrap-up with Ma and Pa?
Well, you know, obviously your fun little show, boys, was quite amusing to me. And, well, now we got to help me because we got a heap of chickens over here that unfortunately have to die. And we're going to choose to put them in front of a mirror. And we're going to shatter that mirror. We're just going to see... what happens to them in 7 years?
Oh, die of bad luck.
Well, they're going to die anyway.
Bad cluck.
Pure Cluck, starring Martin Short. You can email us with a suggestion of a word or just anything at all, or with sequelizer in the subject line and send us a movie you'd like to do some sequels for. You can email us at twapod@gmail.com. Again, that is twapod@gmail.com. The reason I say it twice is because we've had some confusion a friend of the show, Ron Harvey, Dr. Ron, he said, I sent you an email and you never read it. I looked through my emails, didn't see it. He said, I sent it. Looked through my emails, didn't send it. He showed me the email and goes, here's proof I sent it. Said twapodcast@gmail.com.
And you've said that twice. You've shamed him twice. You've said that before.
And I'll do it a third time.
And when we have to now. When we have a second podcast, the email will be twopod@gmail.com.
Oh, and then we could call them twoots. Toots? My mouth couldn't make that happen.
Twoot, twoots.
Twoops.
It turned into foghorn leghorn. I said twoots. So, Brett, we're going to do... Brett spoiled the news. We're going to announce this next episode. Brett, you spoiled the news.
We have a fucking contest winner or something?
We talked about it long and hard. Short and fast, we talked about it. We are going to do a second podcast. Us three TWA boys, we're doing a second podcast. It is going to be called The Two Pod, TWO. Brett, why don't you tell us what the premise is of that?
Well, The Two Pod is...
And don't say Tupac Shakur. You can't say that. Or else I'll say wah wah.
The Tupac is every week we each bring two words in.
Oh, Jesus.
And the word has to be a word that's spelled differently. That's the same word but spelled differently.
A homonym. So our new show is this exact show, but double.
But longer.
Yeah, the TWAA, huh. The Word Association podcast.
Brett, here's what I'll say. I don't hate it.
It's heaped to be square.
Oh.
Wow, Huey Lewis.
Toot-toot. This was amusing. I had fun.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.